Kenya has a new president-elect, but that result is contested. Yesterday, the head of the country's election commission declared that current deputy president, William Ruto, narrowly defeated his challenger, opposition candidate Raila Odinga. In some parts of Kenya, Odinga supporters received the news with violent protests. And despite the announcement, the election may be far from over. There are accusations of vote tampering, and an attempt at transparency actually caused strife. NPR's East Africa correspondent Ada Peralta is in Nairobi and joins me for the latest. Hi, Ada.
Hey, Celeste.
So it took 6 days or so to count the votes. Things were relatively calm at that point, but disputes began before the announcement of the winner. Why?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's a joke in Kenya that politics are like the WWE wrestling, right? And that is exactly how this announcement of the presidential election went down. It started when 4 of the 7 electoral commissioners in the country defected. They left from the main tallying center right before the announcement was supposed to be made. And they told reporters that the counting was opaque, and so they couldn't stand by the final results. And, you know, it's important to note that one of the lead candidates here had already made claims of rigging, and the chief electoral commissioner pressed on, and when he got on stage to announce the results, he was attacked. A mob jumped on stage. They hit some of the election officials with chairs, and the choir kept singing the whole time. And somehow the commissioner comes back on stage and declares the results. And he says that Deputy President William Ruto had beat Kenya's longtime opposition leader Raila Odinga by a slim margin, less than 2% of the vote.
So the opposition candidate you mentioned, Raila Odinga, spoke earlier today and criticized those who called the results and has vowed to fight them.
In our view, there's neither a legally and validly declared winner nor a president-elect.
So what do you expect Odinga and his supporters to do next?
So in that same speech, Odinga said that they would use every legal and constitutional method to fight these results. It's unclear what that means. And from what he said in his speech, he's not really attacking the numbers that came out of this election. He's attacking the process. He says that the chairman of the Electoral Commission rammed through results without most of his fellow commissioners present, which was illegal. That did happen, but it's unclear whether the chairman needed a majority of commissioners to announce the results.
So what is the process by which opposition or the losers in an election can challenge results? What would need to happen in Kenya?
So Raila Odinga has 7 days to go to the Constitutional Court. So he has until Monday to lodge a case. Otherwise, Deputy President William Ruto will be sworn in as the next president.
How valid are Odinga's concerns? When we spoke before, you said, well before the election took place, there were already accusations that it was going to be unfair. Is that true?
There were accusations, and Raila Odinga has contested the results of Kenya's last 4 elections. The last time around, he claimed that the servers of the Electoral Commission were hacked, and he demanded that they release raw results to the public. So something really different happened at these elections. The Electoral Commission actually released all of those results. They made raw data public, and that was hailed as a game changer here that would bring transparency that Kenya has never seen. But the politicians, just as this happened, started making accusations of rigging. An electoral official went missing, and now police have found his body. The TV stations, which were doing their own counts, suddenly stopped just when they were almost done. And all of these things happened really quickly when the results were just about to be announced. And so that really cast doubt on this election, even though we have all of the raw voting data, so anyone can do the math here, and even though the Electoral Commission did a much better job than they have in the past.
We've only got about 30 seconds here, Ada, but what is the mood in Nairobi as you drive around?
Look, after Raila Odinga spoke, everyone seemed to breathe easier. He made it clear that he's going to try to solve this dispute in the court and not on the streets. So the threat of violence seems to have subsided. But really, honestly, what I've heard so much from people is that they just want this to be over. They want to get back to work and to life.
Ada Peralta, NPR's correspondent in Nairobi. Ada, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.